and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Timber Concerts is proud to present Built to Spill. Touring to support their latest release, Untethered Moon, Built to Spill will be playing the Commodore Ballroom on July 25th with special guest Slam Dunk. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9:30.
Portland-based psychedelic rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra are on tour to support their new release, Multi-Love. Catch them live Sunday, July 26th at the Imperial in Vancouver. Multi-love. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com. Follow Timber Concerts on social media for more info.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Mormon.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsUBC and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
Thank you. like an engine run for roses and blind undone.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P. Bowen. The show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Just for an hour. So if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from King Darvis and a track called Sun Splits for the Blind Swimmer. And that's an album released on Daystyle Records, which is a Brooklyn-based label. They put out a lot of really cool reissues, and this album came out way back in 2008, and King Darvis is, I do believe, a New Jersey-based singer. He's put out a few albums he put out this one on Daystyle, but if you check his Bandcamp, kingdarvis.bandcamp.com, you can check out a whole bunch of really cool CDRs and live-only stuff. And once again, that was King Darvis out on Daystyle Records. So tonight in the program, we have a lot of good stuff coming up, a few local releases, a couple of Victoria bands coming up. But to start it off, we're going to hear something from a local artist, and that's Aura Kogan. Her new album is called Crystallize, and it's a 5-song EP that just came into the station, so you're probably going to hear it quite a bit on this show. You're going to hear a track called Repatterning, and then after that, you're going to hear something from an older Tara Jane O'Neill album I picked up. Actually, the King Darvis and Tara Jane O'Neill are some of the ones I just picked up recently at the Audiopile anniversary sale. Picked up a whole bunch of awesome stuff, and hopefully I'll be getting to play it pretty soon. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from local artist Aura Kogan. And that was a couple new albums into the station from Vancouver Island. That was something from Fountain with a track called High Strung on Zen off the Fountain 2 album. Check them out at fountain.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from Dark Glasses with a track called Rain off the self-titled album. And those guys are based out of Montreal, or I just said Victoria. Check them out. I think darkglasses.bandcamp.com. Some pretty awesome stuff going on Vancouver Island, so there must be something in the water. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we've got about half an hour left on the program. And if you're a student here at the University of British Columbia, a great way to enhance your degree is to get involved with some extracurricular programs, and one of which is CITR. You can lots of different ways you can volunteer here. You can host your own radio show. You can even write for Discorder, review music, poster for shows, all kinds of different stuff. Probably the best way to enhance your degree, in my opinion. So check out the website, citr.ca, and you can find out how you can get involved, or just drop in at the station in the brand new sub building. So up next, we're going to keep going with some more stuff. You're going to go into Eastern Canada. You can hear something from Napies. These guys have a new album called Wine of the Mystic. Just got a pretty glowing Pitchfork review. And they're out on You've Changed Records. Really great label. Check them out at youvechangedrecords.com. You'll hear a track called Dark Credence. And then after that, a group. Well, I think it's just a guy. His name's Blonde Elvis. And he's got a new album called On Vanity that you can hear something from. Pretty interesting album. Give it a quick listen before it's dropped in. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the brand new Napies album.
Get my drinking under control, and I will live again. Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from a artist out of Eastern Canada, Blonde Elvis, and you hear the track called Fit for Her. And prior to that, you heard something from Nap Eyes with a track called Dirt Credence off the new Wine of the Mystic album. And we'll keep going with some more stuff, and we've been hearing a lot of rock music lately, and we're going to get to a little bit more experimental stuff. I play usually a lot more experimental stuff. But anyways, we have a new album into the station from a longtime group called Guapo, and they have a new album called Obscure Knowledge. You'll hear part two of this album And it's out on a label called Cuneiform Records. It'll put out some pretty interesting experimental and jazz and progressive music. You may know Guapo from, they used to go under the name El Guapo, and I think they even had some stuff out on Discord Records. They recently, they went on to another project called Super System, and then they've, I think, gone back to the name Guapo. Anyways, this is a 3-track album, and some of the other tracks are around 25 minutes, but we're just going to hear a short one, and then we'll get back to some more experimental music right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Guapo.
Thank you. Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Pivon. And what you just heard was something from Guapo, a former band on Discord Records, and they're now on Cuneiform Records. You hear the track called Obscure Knowledge. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to keep going with some more pretty experimental music, and you're going to hear a group I've been listening to the past, listened to quite a bit the past little while, and they're a group called Off Gehoben, and they're based out of the UK. They have a guitar, electronics, and two drum kits, and they're incredibly abrasive noise music. It's almost like Hair Police and Masona. They have a couple albums out on Portland's Holy Mountain Records, and you can hear a 2012 album called Fragments of the Marble Plan right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track called Ethics is an Optics by Off Gehoben.
Thank you.
that was off Gehoben, and a track off an older album called Fragments of the Marvel Plan. Here's a track called Ethics is an Optics, and that's a UK noise group. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to leave you with another noise track. And this is from a group called Total Gisu, and it's the work of Matthew Bauer and Marcia Bassett. They're a duo making this pretty heavy drony noise, and I do believe they use a violin with mixed with like effects and pedals, but I'm not sure if they use it on this specific album. You can hear a 2012 album called Pale Fatal Sister, and you'll hear a track called Untitled Number 3. These guys have collaborated with a ton of different people, like C. Spencer Yeah, and let me see, Burning Star Core, if I'm not mistaken. But check out some more from them. Once again, they're called Hototo Togisu. Right here. And I'm going to leave you with a kind of a 10-minute track, because it's going to take you right until the end. So keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. Right here on CITR, this is Hototo Togisu.